My reaction is one of disappointment because obviously we all want to take the necessary action to suppress the virus, but the case for a London-wide lockdown is not clear. And I'm not sure that the evidence we're being shown at the moment makes that case very successfully. Certainly, if you look at where I live in Wimbledon and the borough of Merton, we are one of the lowest levels of infection. Yes, of course, infection has risen, but not at the sort of levels we're seeing elsewhere. And it feels like, to me, that a London-wide decision has been taken. And I personally don't think that's appropriate. A lot of the arguments that are being used, frankly, are not very convincing. There is a sense that people move around more in London. Yes, they move, you know, people from Wimbledon do move into the centre and out again, but very few of them move to the boroughs where they are the highest levels of infection. That's more an argument if you're worried about restrictions, then that's more an argument for saying, well, perhaps the whole of the south east of England ought to be locked down because, you know, a lot of people travel in and out of London from all parts of the south east. I'm also particularly worried about my local economy in Wimbledon. I think a number of people have opened up. A number of people have had some people going back to work. I think this will mean that a lot of the pubs and the restaurants and the cafes will have to think very carefully about whether or not they can stay open. Because if the sort of level of trade, if you can't sit at an indoor table with people from other households, that will be very difficult. So I hope they're going to get the support they need. And also, a lot of people will be saying, well, if I'm not allowed to meet other households in my home or not allowed to meet other people in my home, should I really be meeting them in other locations as well? So I fear for the local economy.